Welcome to the April 2020 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group Gathering. Thank you so much for joining us today. As all of those of you who are members know, the intent of convening all of us together every single month at the, in this case, last Sunday of April, is to provide all sorts of new information, new discoveries, new research about what is helping individuals currently diagnosed with the symptoms of Parkinson's find sustained and long-term and enduring relief from whatever symptoms you happen to currently be experiencing. I have to say that there are so many really wonderful new therapies that are showing wonderful promise and wonderful results. There is a great deal for you to consider, and also there are all sorts of reasons for you to realize that while you may have not found the combination of therapies that enable you to be able to, in fact, celebrate a sustained relief from your symptoms, but in fact, the fact is that you will, if you continue to search, if you continue to explore, if you continue to experiment, I think what I want to say is you're going to really be pleased with the many options that I've been able to identify that are really helping people find relief from their symptoms, either temporarily or in the long run. As we do, as a matter of our tradition and custom here at Parkinson's Recovery, I want to give you a really exciting preview of what kind of work we've done here this month. I interviewed just last week a set of individuals who I think are true pioneers when it comes to being able to formulate the medicine of the future. Jill Madsen and Sherry Edwards. Now, Sherry Edwards, you might have been familiar with before. She's been on the radio show on previous occasions. Sherry Edwards is the pioneer of bioacoustics. Now, that's a long and awkward name for really what is sound therapy. So Sherry takes voice prints, does analyses of those, gives you lots of information about what's out of balance in your body, and then goes to the next step, which is to formulate some sounds that you can infuse into your body by listening either through headphones or being conveyed through a very specially designed speaker that is able to convey very low tones. That then is the medicine by ear. It's how you can heal yourself. Instead of using medicines or supplements or even surgeries, you can actually begin to receive the frequencies the body needs to be able to come back into balance. Now, Jill Madsen is her colleague, and what I want everyone to know is that they've made a wonderful service that is available to everyone in the world. And I want to make sure that all of you Parkinson's Recovery members not only know about this service, but I just can't emphasize enough, take advantage of listening to these sounds, these musical sounds that Jill Madsen has developed because she is a musician every day. And why do you want to do that? Well, as it turns out, these sounds have the frequencies that your body needs to strengthen your immune system. Now, if you happen to find yourself being a bit anxious and worried and overwhelmed by the fact that we have this health challenge in the current moment here throughout the world, which is a virus that's unfortunately having disastrous consequences for many individuals. And so the threat is, oh my goodness, what if I'm infected? Well, as you well know, not everybody winds up dying from the virus. So how do you protect yourself? Well, the answer is really quite simple. You want to make sure that you have an immune system that is as strong and vibrant as possible. And so, of course, vitamin C is something that can actually help. But hey, look, you could also receive the frequency associated with vitamin C by listening to Jill Madsen's tracks that she has made available for free. So please listen to that radio show interview last week. You can scroll down on your member page to the radio show page. It's listed right there at the very top. The interview is about 45 minutes long, and it's really quite fascinating for lots of different reasons. There's a link to Jill Madsen's website where she's got the downloads, or you can just listen to the sounds there directly on the website. The kind of guidance that they gave was, I thought, quite interesting. They explain that, yes, of course, listen to the sounds as frequently as you would like, to keep in mind that part of what's embedded in the frequencies is the frequency of vitamin C. One of the side effects of vitamin C winds up being loose stools. So what they kind of suggested is, look, if you're listening too much to these sounds and you're having loose stools, you want to just back off a little bit and not listen quite as frequently. And by the way, that'll give you a pretty good confirmation that, hey, you can go out and you can spend $60 and buy a high-quality vitamin C supplement. You can perhaps get lots of fruits, which will also give you vitamin C. But you know what? A companion alternative to that kind of an approach is you can just start listening to the sounds that emit those frequencies. So you see, when you take a vitamin C supplement, you are infusing your body with the vitamin C frequency. That's why it works. And sounds are accomplishing the very same kind of an end result. So I think in the end, what we all want to do is to be able to strengthen and support our immune system. There's nothing more important than that. And this is an approach that not only is effective, but it doesn't cost a thing. The only task at hand is to remember to listen every single day. Just take a few minutes out of your day to listen to the tracks. I thought what's most interesting was they said, well, okay, which ones of these particular tracks do you want to listen to? I think Jill has manifested 17, and they are all designed to support your immune system. And they said, look, if you start listening to a track that is distasteful to you, you listen and you think, this makes me feel uncomfortable. Okay, everyone, don't listen to it. That's not what your body needs. You want to listen to the tracks, listen to the songs that are pleasing to your ear. That's the key in terms of being able to make sure that your body is getting the sound frequencies that you need to be able to heal from the inside out. I think it's just a wonderful offer. Now, there's another little nuance, and I'm going to give this as a footnote so that I can encourage you even further to make sure you make it a habit to listen to these sound frequencies. The footnote is this. The discovery that Sherry Edwards has made is that the frequency of the what's called coronavirus happens to be almost identical to the frequency of glutathione. So one of the big reasons why people are not able to heal from this viral infection is that the body recognizes the frequency as friendly and as essential to its health and survival. So the body basically gets confused about what's really happening. I thought that was really quite a fascinating discovery. So if the body recognizes this as something that the body needs to get to work to heal, then it will be healed. And of course, as I think you probably all are well aware, glutathione is something that's very, very deficient when it comes to the healing from the inside out of Parkinson's symptoms. The other kind of interesting revelation Sherry had was that apparently she says that the frequencies of the coronavirus don't appear to come from nature, whatever that might mean. So it's a rather fascinating set of discoveries. In the end, I think what you're going to discover is that the healing for all of these viral infections or bacterial infections that we're going to see more of in the future will be through sound therapy. There was a researcher back in the 1930s, his name was Reif, and he did a very interesting kind of a thing with a lot of support from a wonderful benefactor. What he did was he invented a very high-powered microscope, and he then would look at cancer cells, live cancer cells, under the microscope, and then just basically through random experimentation, he would begin to play certain sounds. And then he would watch to see when that particular living cancer cell died. And so he would then document, okay, the frequency that will attack this very specific cancer cell is the following. That was his research. It was quite amazing. And the people now at university that are finally picking all of that back up. The challenge was you have to have a microscope that has quite a bit of power. And at the time in the 30s, he apparently was able, through his inventiveness, to invent a microscope that had the power necessary to see that kind of level of cell who's actually alive. And I think that's the same kind of therapies that we're going to see in the future after people realize that you can do the very same approach and to figure out, okay, what are the frequencies that the body needs. In the end, listening to the sounds can only provide some benefit on some level. It's not going to hurt. Unless, of course, you listen a whole lot and you get a little loose stool because you've got too much vitamin C. All right, what else is going on in Parkinson's recovery? I have three actual radio shows that I've scheduled after spending quite a bit of time these last few weeks getting them online. One of the interesting shows that we're going to be airing on Tuesday will be a woman. She happens to actually live in Friday Harbor, Washington, who trains dogs to smell Parkinson's. Isn't that interesting? And apparently, if you have some concerns about, well, do you really have Parkinson's or not, you can actually send her a sample, and she'll have the dogs check it out to see if, in fact, they can confirm that you have this condition or if you have not had this condition. So we're going to interview her and learn all about her wonderful, fascinating idea of how you can diagnose this condition without going to any medical doctor whatsoever. All you have to do is ask a dog. The second interview that I've got scheduled is all about a woman who does a therapy called Movement Lessons. And I've looked at her therapy. It's been recommended by several members of my audience. It looks like it's a dynamite approach. Now, when you go on her website, what you see is that she primarily focuses on working with small children and even infants that have mobility challenges. But she also works with persons who happen to have symptoms associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. So she has a lot to say about what really helps people be able to reclaim the ability to have rock solid walking. So I'm excited to learn more about what she has discovered makes a big difference to the patients and clients that she serves. Now, a third radio show interview is also for me going to be quite fascinating. I also have received back some information that there happens to be a product, maybe we should call it a supplement, that some people are reporting has really been able to provide wonderful relief from, in this case, jaw tremors. The product is called C, the letter C as in cat, 60, the number 60, Purple Power. So it has a rather fascinating explanation on their website about the design, the molecular structure, and I find that I'm really intrigued to learn more about that. So you're going to see the recordings of these interviews on your member radio show page coming up over the coming week. Of course, you can also listen to the live shows as well. And, of course, most importantly, if you'd like for me to include a question that you have for any of these particular guests, send that to me, please. And I will, over the course of the live interview with the guest, I will be sure to include the question that you would like to have answered. So three exciting, I think, interviews that you're going to find will have something that you can take away and that will make a big difference in the success of your journey down the road to recovery. Now, the next short announcement that I want to make is I know a number of you are enrolled in one of my three online courses. I want to encourage each of you to continue visiting the online course page. So they actually have in the control panel that I have for the course platform, which I actually spend a fortune to be able to have, I can see the last time that people have actually connected into the course platform. And so for many people, many of you who are enrolled in one of the courses, I see that you've been there several times in the beginning, but you haven't returned. I need everybody to know that I'm spending full time posting one wonderful suggestion after another on those three online courses. I have to say to everybody, I am really overwhelmed by the wonderfully rich suggestions that come in many different forms, many different therapies. And so I just want to say, for those of you that are in and enrolled in those online courses, please, would you continue to connect in and visit and see the new postings? They're coming out every 5 days. The idea of the online courses is I do not want to overwhelm anyone. That's the one criticism I've had of the work I've done over the last couple of decades. There's so much information. People just get totally plastered with way too much information and you can't process it. So in the courses, I roll it out every 5 days, new therapy for you to look at. So you can spend some time. If there's a video, watch the video. If there are recordings, listen to the recordings. Usually I've got some text explanation. You can read the research. You can play plenty of time to look at, okay, here's a possible approach that I can use to get relief from my symptoms. Do I want to take action on that or not? So you got 5 days to look at it, to consider, to reflect, to meditate. You might decide, no, that's not calling out to me. You might decide, yes, okay, take action. Get to work. People are not going to get well unless you actually begin to take action. So for those of you that are already enrolled in the course, let me just say for one last time, to be unfortunately redundant, please continue to connect in to the course platform. You're going to see new material all the time. And as a reminder, I'm doing these Q&A sessions for everybody in the classes to make sure that I answer whatever questions you got. So unless you didn't get the word, please be on the lookout for those Q&A sessions. We, of course, got recordings of those as well for you to listen to. Now, if you're not in or enrolled in any of the courses, then they might then call out to you. You can see links here on the support group page for each of the courses. One of them is What Really Matters. That really previews all of the therapies that are helping people get relief from their symptoms. The second one is Rock Solid Walking. The intent there, the focus there is obvious. We're presenting all sorts of suggestions and ideas and help people have just that rock solid walking. And then finally, there's the course that I just put up about a month ago, which is Tame Tremors. And again, I continue to update new ideas that are unfolding as I'm discovering them. And actually, I'm going back in some years in some cases and retrieving some of the ideas and some of the gems that we've heard over the many, many radio show interviews that we've done over the last 20 years. Oh, and by the way, if you would like to enroll in any of those courses and have not yet done so, I do have for members the coupon code that I want you to be sure and use. You get another 25% discount. That means the courses are only about $10 a month, so they wind up being very affordable. That coupon code, if you haven't seen it in any of the What's Up Robert page on the member websites, that coupon code is MY 2020, so MY2020. So when you connect in and you want to enroll in any of the three courses, that same coupon, 25% discount, is going to work on all three of those courses. So in the end, that's the bottom line of everything that we're doing here at Parkinson's Recovery, which is really full-time dedicated to be able to support those online courses and to get these wonderful new guests on Parkinson's Recovery Radio to tell us a lot about what they have discovered is helping people get sustained relief from the symptoms that they actually currently experience. So what I want to do now is to, as we do, as a matter of custom, to connect in with everybody who's called in, because that's the whole point. This is a support group gathering. Find out what's up, what kind of news or updates do you have about what's going on with you, or if you've got any topics you want to discuss or questions to address, then, of course, that's what we want to do as well. So let me first connect in to Bill and say hello. Are you there?
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing pretty well, all things considered, in this time of lockdown for all of us.
Yeah, it's really strange that, you know, as we all know, Parkinson's stress is has a bad effect on everyone, but particularly if you've got something like Parkinson's, and this sort of self-isolation thing that certainly adds to kind of continuous stressful impact.
Oh, it does indeed.
You know, it seems I tend to be a pretty calm person, but it's a weird kind of stress. It's not the kind of stress that you would normally think of as job stress or personal stress in your relationship or what have you, but it's a kind of more of a psychological stress, so it makes it more subtle, more insidious.
Right. No, it is a strange energy, isn't it? In fact, for me, what's strange is to be, I have to post things at the post office regularly or sometimes go to the bank, and everybody I see has a mask on. It's rather strange. It's like, oh,
yes.
My goodness. And then, of course, we have to keep a distance from people. So if you see someone, you can't actually go up and give them a gentle hug. It's more like, well, we've got to keep a separation of 6 or 8 feet. So all that for me is very strange behavior.
Yes, and one of the many disturbing things about it is that there's no clear way forward, whereas other types of stress, you could at least, whether you do anything about it or not, you can at least conceive of steps you could take to make it better. Whereas this just seems, you know, lands on everybody in the world all at once, seemingly overnight, and say, okay, here we are, a brave new world. And everybody's clueless as to the best path forward.
Right. That's a strange situation, isn't it?
No, and it seems to, with Parkinson's, it's funny. Like I said, I previously to getting Parkinson's, I was always kind of a even-natured, calm person. And Parkinson's kind of agitates you in I don't know if you've ever heard people describe it this way, that it's a sort of inner agitation.
Yes.
And that's very bothersome to me. And this virus thing just seems to have really had a bad effect on that. I should, you know, I try and put it out of my mind. I try not to watch a lot of the bad news on television or radio or what have you. But it's just always there sort of hanging around, so really looking for ways to try and keep that at bay.
Yeah, it. In terms of the process of what really happens, what a lot of the therapists are telling me about is that they see that the symptoms actually go back in time quite a while. And what happens is when we have a traumatic experience, it could be a physical accident or emotional or a mental bullying or a mental kind of a abuse, that we wind up freezing. And that really gets almost frozen into our bodies. And so it takes quite a bit of focused concentration and some therapies that allow the body to be able to release all of that trapped trauma at the cellular level. And so the problem is when something like this comes up, it just reactivates all of that awful trapped energy, that stuck frozen energy. And that's what happens, too, I think, when people begin to experience neurological challenges and they go to the doctor and the doctor then says, well, you have, and they give the name Parkinson's disease, and people generally know, oh, my heavens, that means I'm not going to get better. And that's a trauma, too. And oftentimes that results in activating those frozen states in the body. So it's a long-term journey for everyone to be able to come back to a place of balance and centeredness and sort of dissolve all of the traps that we have in our body of emotions that we weren't able to process when they actually happened. A lot of times it happens in childhood. So we're so young, we don't even know what to do with them, so we just freeze.
Right. I think that's certainly the case in my case. And some of the methodology that I've found that are helpful, like physical therapy in my case, some of the Parkinson's in-person discussion groups and so forth can't be done because of this virus isolation stuff. So, you know, that obviously makes the problem maybe not worse, but certainly whatever improvement you were getting from those therapies, you can no longer access.
And so those opportunities right now are closed out, which is really frustrating, isn't it?
Yes. You know, you make whatever best substitutes you can, of course. You know, doesn't mean, you know, you have to start going backwards, but it just can be frustrating when something that you know can help you is no longer there.
Really? Well, have you found any substitutes as you've been looking, you know, some kind of virtual groups or things where you can connect in one way or another?
Yeah, well, like, you know, like what you and I are doing right at the moment, I mean, anything is helpful. And I'm not a huge fan of FaceTiming and Zooming and all that. I find that very off-putting. I don't know why. Maybe just because I'm older now and just set in my ways. But that's, and the more people that are involved, the sort of more distancing that becomes to me.
Yeah.
But I guess in a way, I mean, if this is going to go on for a long time, I mean, that's certainly better than nothing.
Right.
But, you know, I don't mean to complain. I'm just pointing this out because I think it's probably an issue with most people or anyone who has a condition that limits them in some way from being out in the world in the way they're used to.
Exactly. And I think so people don't know exactly, well, where do I go and what do I do? I know one of the circumstances that has really bombarded me with overload is I seem to get every 10 minutes just a barrage of emails. Here's a seminar. Here's a lesson. Here's a course. Do this. Do that. Buy this. Do that. You know, I've never seen so many emails about all of that. And I put out, for instance, for people in the courses, you know, I put out a time for people to connect in and we could have some connection together. Boy, we didn't get really but two attendees for that Q&A. And I thought about it, you know, and I thought, well, you know, really, I kind of have the same reaction. I just have so many of those emails and those supposed opportunities that I kind of just wind up deleting everything. I can't respond to anything. And I think that's what's happening to a lot of people is that, okay, here's a chance to connect in, and yet it's one among, you know, 45 or 100 other kind of emails that are coming in.
Yeah.
So people are concerned about what's going on in the world and puzzled, as we all are, and then also, okay, what do you do? And all you see is all of these things coming at you from every direction and don't know exactly what to respond to.
Right. I think that's part of the downside of everything sort of morphing into an online experience and people trying to save their businesses by going online. It's creating this huge growth in, as you say, emails and text messages and offers and what
right.
have you, that are more than people want to deal with.
No, it's true for me. It is. I just can't deal with all that stuff. I just can't. And I realized, well, I really do understand why people aren't responding to what I know I'm offering, which is free. You know, these things don't cost anything, or if they cost anything, it's minimal. So I really do get that.
Well, I feel bad for people like yourself who, from you know, last 10 or 15 years, you've been doing what you're doing, and then if you're drowned out by someone who's just come on board yesterday, that, That's too bad.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it is. That's the way of the world. And, and of course, the whole dynamic has changed. I don't do any advertising and never have. But, boy, if people go in with some pretty slick advertising, they can really command a pretty good audience.
Yeah, that's very noticeable of people who are sort of newly on board with in a professional way, or they hire somebody to do it for them.
Right.
And it's pretty obvious what's going on.
Right, it is to me too.
I have one practical thing that I just thought I might bring up to see what you think. It's one thing that's bothered me in this amongst all the turmoil surrounding this virus thing is this constant emphasis on disinfecting things. And I'm not saying that's a bad idea, but ever since I was diagnosed, I've really tried to stay away from any industrial chemicals or anything toxic to the body. And these disinfectants are not benign substances. And it's perfectly possible to go overboard on that and do some harm to yourself. So I would just say to people, you know, if you're going to try and keep things clean, use more natural things. Like one really good thing for services is just plain white vinegar, cheap white vinegar you can get in the supermarket.
Right. Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Bill. Absolutely wonderful.
Because, you know, rather than using some horrible mix of chemicals from some Procter & Gamble type company, you know, just use vinegar.
Right. I hope everybody is hearing that suggestion because, boy, that's dynamite. That's such a good idea.
So I just passed that along. And again, thank you for all your hard work and all of this. You know, you've been a real steady presence in my life. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Bill. It's an honor and a privilege, and it's always wonderful to connect with you, because when I get ready to do a support group, I think, well, I wonder if anybody's going to be there. I think, well, I bet Bill will be there, and there you are. So it makes a big difference to me as well.
You've been there for me, so...
And again, it's an honor and a privilege to be sure. And before we connect into we have a second person that we want to be sure to connect in with. I just want to make a summary comment about my view of the challenge that we all have of going into fear and anxiety about what we're confronted with, the possibility that we might have an awful disease. I think the positive approach for everyone that makes a difference is to be able to realize that the positive activity can be to support our immune system. We are always exposed to lots of bacterial infections and viruses all the time. The body knows how to address those. So being able to support our immune system is one of the wonderful options that is positive. It's energizing. It's not something that's going to put us into fear. We're going to know that by taking those actions, we are taking a positive step toward our health. And if in the rare circumstance we do happen to have the infections, well, our body will be able to make sure that we address that problem without having to go into some pretty serious health challenges. So the reminder again, we mentioned this in the very beginning because I see there are other people who are connecting in as we're talking. Reminder is be sure to begin listening to those musical tracks by Jill Madsen in the radio show interview that I did last week. Those tracks will strengthen your immune system. It's free, costs nothing. All you have to do is to lay back and listen and find the music that's very, very pleasing to you. Now, it can't get better than that. So now let me connect in to Vonna. Vonna, are you there? What's up?
Yes, I'm here, waiting with bated breath to talk to you.
That's funny. So what's up?
I just took a nap earlier, and I woke up, and I thought, oh, no, this thing began at 2 o'clock. And I said, no, wait a minute. This is Texas time, so it's 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock California time, and I'm in Texas. So
you didn't miss it at all.
Didn't miss it at all. Thank you for having it an hour or so later.
You're welcome. Well, I was thinking of you, Vonna. I thought I better make it a little later for Vonna. She needs to take a nap.
That is so thoughtful of you. Today I went out of the house for the first time in a couple of weeks. My husband and I drove out to a place where it's a place on the top of a hill where you can go and view the countryside of Texas. And then you can also buy wine and vinegar, oils, and different kind of things, kind of fancy stuff. And my husband is a wine drinker, but I'm not. And he goes out there and gets a couple of wine bottles, and we just make a trip out of it. So we made a trip out of it. It's about 30 minutes out of Austin. So it's the first time I've gone out in a couple of weeks. So there's that. And I can
Didn't you feel better just getting out?
Yeah, I did. But I can sympathize with people that are fright or fear of going outside the house, because I haven't been outside of the house for a while. I haven't been out in the sun for a while, so I'm going to go sit in the sun for a while, too, this afternoon.
Good idea.
I'm going to go make friends with the sun.
Oh, the sun is our healer, that's for sure.
Yeah. But I can understand what Bill's saying about agitation, because sometimes I listen to that different channels about, oh, we're going to hell in a handbasket.
I know. I can't tolerate all that myself.
My husband's always been involved in intellectual kind of things. So there's this coursework called Great Courses of Teaching.
Yeah.
And so we subscribe to it where we can get it on our big TV that's in the living room. So I'm listening right now to something about improving your memory, and he's listening to something about chess moves and stuff like that. So we have about 100 different subjects we can listen to, and it's sort of intellectually stimulating. Would you believe it's intellectually stimulating for a peedy person who's losing her mind?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, and that will make new neural networks. That makes such a big difference. What a wonderful thing to do.
It talks about
wonderful memory.
You can remember things. Anyway, so we're doing that, and then we're also putting our pictures that are on our telephones, putting them up on this TV so we can get them organized and put them in albums and stuff like that.
Good.
So I'm doing that and doing some other things. But what I also did is years ago, I might have mentioned to you, I fractured my upper humerus, and I had a bruise on my arm, like between my elbow and my shoulder blade. And people told me the bruise was like blood in my arm, is going to move towards my hand. And I was drinking this stuff called a green drink. And I started drinking it, and it dissipated and went away real quick. So I thought about this stuff, which I had not used in several years, the green drink. So I've been drinking green stuff, which has chlorophyll powder. Chlorophyll powder and green prime pH kind of liquid that you put together. And so I've been drinking green drink. So green drink doesn't cause loose stools, but sometimes you think you're a relative of the Jolly Green Giant because the stool is sometimes green. That's supposed to be funny.
I got it. Can you put a link to that on the chat room?
It's called
people know
body,
how to get it?
Bodyenergy.info. Bodyenergy.info. And if you want to know which ones I ordered, call me and I'll tell you which ones to order. But I have ordered
and so
it. And I seen, and before I started using a lot of it, because I've been drinking a lot per day, I was very, very dizzy and off balance. And I have been drinking that stuff, and I'm much more sure-footed and can walk better.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful to hear.
More heel-to-toe
I wonder,
stuff.
Maybe I can, document that for people. So what's your phone number so people, if they want to call you to get more information, they can do that?
609-533-1116. And get this, I was on my telephone doing a office visit on the telephone with my neurologist, and I was telling him all the stuff I was taking, and I sent him to this website, bodyenergy.info, and he was looking at all the different things. There's a one called Four Salts, P-H-O-U-R, Salts. And he looked at it and says, oh, that looks interesting. I think I'll order it.
here's
what happens. When you go to a doctor, whether it's like an allopathic doctor or any kind of doctor, usually the nurse comes in before you see the doctor, and what does she do? She takes your blood pressure, she takes your temperature, right?
Right.
What she also needs to do is have you pee on a stick, little stick that's like a tape that turns blue or green whenever you pee on it.
Yes, yes, yes.
If it's yellow, you're acidic.
Right.
And if you're acidic all the time, that's like going to the doctor with 105 temp.
Right.
You should be green. So each morning when I wake up, I pee on a tab, a little strip, which you can get at this bodyenergy.info. I pee on that thing, and it's green or blue, which means my urine coming out is not acidic but is alkaline. And I feel a lot better since it's alkaline than when it was acidic. So
awesome.
Using that Four Salts and some other things from this company has... The Four Salts, you think it's salt, but I put it on avocado. Just sprinkle it. It's like a powder stuff. You sprinkle it on food.
Oh,
it makes it a little salty, but it makes your pee green. No, it makes your pee is not green, but your strip that you pee on is green when you get through.
Right, which is what you want.
I want more alkaline. And so what I've been drinking is a combination of chlorophyll and super greens and some of the stuff that's on that website. And I mix it together in a big bottle, and I shake it up, and I sit it around different places in the house, and I drink it during the day. So I drink a lot, and I pee a lot, and I feel a lot better.
Doesn't get better than that. That's a wonderful recommendation. Okay, everybody, bodyenergy.info. Go check it out and give Vonna a call if you'd like to have more information.
Yeah, and so then there's another thing I do. What is it I do? Well, I can tell you about one thing that I'm doing later. I can tell you about it later. But maybe it needs to improve my memory. Who knows?
You have such a wonderful humor, Mark. I always enjoy talking
humor.
With
you. I'm like the old fruitcake lady that was on the Jay Leno show. She was 90 years old, and she was always very frank about what she said. And I don't want to be like her because she's dead and gone now. But
the energy of that is really a good energy.
She was on Jay Leno's show. I was going to say something about. Having to do with vitamin C. I do take some liquid vitamin C each night before I go to bed. I take about a teaspoonful in some water. It's liquid.
Great.
I get that from a drugstore, so I can tell you the brand of that. But that sets me up for the night. Let's see. I also take some liquid hemp melatonin, and it's in a little bottle. It's got droppers. Like you put drops in your mouth before you go to bed at night. Just let it. You put it in the bottom of your mouth and let it sit there for 30 seconds and swallow it. and it makes for very good sleeping at night. And I get
from
another source. So if they want to know about that, I'm much more able to sleep better by using that hemp. It's called Relax from this company that I could get. It's a different company than that other one I just gave you. But let's see, what else was it I said? Let's see. Movement lessons. I would like to look up the Madison information. The Jill, you said Jill Madison? Is it M-A-D-I-S-O-N?
Oh, it's M-A-D-D-S-O-N, Madison. And that's the, so on the radio show page, on your member websites, you've got, you know, 12 websites. And if you'll go down to the radio show page, on that page is the interview with Jill and also with Sherry Edwards. And there's a link to the songs, the music that Jill has created that have the frequency that strengthen your immune system. So go to the radio show page. It's right there.
Okay. I can't find it. I'll call you. But
Yeah. Just let me know. But it's on the member websites. And so for everybody, remember, if you have any problems getting into the member websites, just give me a call or email me. I want everybody to be getting in there every day if possible.
Uh-huh. Let's see, Parkinson's recovery. I'm trying to see what else was it.
Well,
I guess that's all I had to say for today.
Okay, so I want to thank you so much for being here and calling in. It's always wonderful to connect with you. So I want to connect in now to Barbara from Florida. Barbara, are you there? Can you hear me? Connecting in with Barbara. Hello, are you there?
I'm here, Rob, but I just want to listen.
Hi there.
Hey. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And you?
That's good. Surviving. I'm just going to listen today.
Okay. Thank you for being here, Barbara. It's wonderful to connect.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so we also want to connect in with Laszlo. Laszlo, can you hear me? Are you there? Laszlo from Hungary. Connecting in to see if we'll be able to have a connection and talk back and forth with Laszlo from the wonderful country of Hungary. And looks like for whatever reason, Laszlo, we're not able to somehow get that connection to come up. So I just want to say thank you for connecting in to our program today. It's wonderful to have you here as a part of our Parkinson's Recovery membership. So I'm checking into the chat room to see if we've got anybody who's added any kind of topics you want to discuss or questions that you want to add. Looks like we don't have that today. So it looks like we've pretty much completed providing the updates on what's happening here at Parkinson's Recovery in the month of April 2020. We connected in with everybody who's called in, and we don't have anybody who's added any kind of additional chat room discussions or in the Q&A field. Just as a reminder, you'll see the postings then for the May support group meeting on the member websites. We put it up pretty much after we complete this session. If you've got any, as the month unfolds, if you've got anything that comes up, a question, a curiosity, a topic that you would like for us to discuss here in our gatherings, well, just type that in the Q&A. You can always go to the support group page and do that anytime during the month. And I'll have those there to be able to look at, to make a preparation of a presentation for you, no matter what the question happens to be. The chat room is actually only open during the live sessions, our live support group gatherings. So Thank you so much for being a supporter of Parkinson's recovery. It makes every difference in the world, as you could well imagine. It's always a challenge to be able to pay the many, many thousands of dollars of expenses every month to be able to make this possible. And your support is helping to be able to subsidize the expenses that we have to be able to do what we do. So thank you so much for your donation. It makes just a huge difference to me to be able to continue the work that I actually do. We've been at it for almost 2 decades, so I'm pleased to say that I don't know how I'm able to make it happen, but every month we're somehow able to break even and continue on and on and on and on into the future. So know that in your own time, in your own way, making your own choices with therapies of one type or another, that indeed you really are journeying down the road to recovery successfully in your own time, in your own way, making your own decisions. Your situation obviously is unique to you. The circumstances that are causing your symptoms are unique to you. The therapies that are going to be able to provide sustained relief from your symptoms are unique to you. And by virtue of the fact that you're connecting in here to our community and to all the enormous resources that we have to offer, that you've got the opportunity to make some choices about the next steps you need to take. I'm here for you. Let me know how I can provide whatever support that you need in order to be able to have a successful journey down the road to recovery. Thanks so much for being here.